And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen in the other room. And this song is brought to you by Nabisco. No.
Oh, sure. Weird Al around? Yankovic.
Oh, him. I remember.
Christmas at Ground Zero. When that button's pressed, you just better be careful and stick with the elves. They'll take care of you. This is not a test. Okay. Breakthrough Entertainment's second annual Santarchy show. I have been so looking forward to this next segment, our next guest, and I am so looking forward to his appearance this coming week, Wednesday, December 16th through Sunday, December 20th at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, 5250 East High Street. Visit az.houseofcomedy.net. Get your tickets today, but right now, you can hear him live here on Breakthrough Entertainment. Piff the Magic Dragon, thank you so much for joining us.
Woohoo!
Good evening. How are you doing?
Great, great. You know, one of the reasons I'm so excited to speak with you, and it sounds like you're excited to speak with us, right? You're excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm bouncing around right here.
It sounds like it. It sounds like. You know, you
is
are...
Is it evening in Vegas?
The thing is, for dragons, it's basically always evening.
Oh, yeah, okay. So he's
We live in perpetual darkness.
Oh.
It's the thing with living in caves. You know, you can never tell.
Well, yeah. Well, and one of the things that really excited me is that, Piff, you are very similar to our very own engineer and board operator, Eric Reiner, in studio. Eric's always got such enthusiasm, and he's never eating when it's inappropriate.
He's never eating.
Well, no, he eats, just
never. As a
matter
of fact, I'm very hungry right now.
He's very hungry, and he's just, you know, and you never eat at inappropriate times, right?
I just eat when I'm hungry.
Well, and that, okay.
Or when there are snacks around. Or when there's the availability of food, or when I'm peckish. Yeah, basically, I just eat as much as I can.
but, I mean, dragons have that kind of metabolism, right?
Right, we've got a very hot metabolism, you know, burns off quickly.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you might know Piff the Magic Dragon from America's Got Talent, one of my absolute favorite acts of the show. Piff, you should have won.
Oh, thanks. Well, maybe more people had voted.
Hey, I voted as many times as I possibly could. My fingers were tired with all that dialing and texting and all that stuff.
But some of our favorite acts have come in second on America's Got Talent. Just saying.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I had a great time on that show, and just being on it was enough for a prize. And also, they let me perform on the final day. They let me perform with Penn and Teller, who were two of my magic buddies and heroes. So yeah. That was enough for a prize in itself.
Oh, of course. And now you are traveling around the universe, as dragons often do. And you're being blown here into Phoenix next week, or this week, Wednesday, December 16th through Sunday,
right.
December 20th at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, 5250 East High Street. Visit az.houseofcomedy.net. Piff, what can we expect from your show?
Well, Like you say, Mr. Piffers and I have been on tour for the last, ever since the end of America's Got Talent. We even got our own show in Las Vegas now, Monday through Wednesday, 8 p.m. at the Flamingo. We spend half our week in Las Vegas, and then the other half, we get on the road all over the country. At the moment, we're in Minnesota, and next week, like you say, we'll be in Phoenix. We'll be bringing, you know, just magic dragon magic tricks and mild chihuahua barrel to the masses.
Yeah. So,
if you've never seen a chihuahua escape from a straitjacket, now is your chance.
So the chihuahua will be coming to Phoenix, right?
Oh yeah,
Mr. Piffles.
He's the money. Come on, let's be realistic. he's the draw.
He's got taste.
Yeah.
So
right.
He's got to support his lifestyle.
Yeah, well, you know, Piff, you and I would get really along really well. I've got a pet duck. I'd bring him everywhere that I possibly. I know I'm not magical and I'm not a dragon, but I've got a pet duck who wears a diaper. I've got him tattooed on my arm right now. You know, I think you and I would get along really well.
What does your duck do? Does he juggle?
No, he doesn't. Well, are you trying to one up me? Does he juggle? He doesn't.
No, I'm just asking why you've got a pet duck with no skills.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I don't. Well, how did you teach Mr. Piffles, or does he just like magically have these skills to begin with?
You can't teach what Mr. Piffles has.
Okay. Well, he was born with it. He was born that way, like Lady Gaga.
He's born with it. Yeah, he's born with his magic performing, cannon shooting out skills.
And how about you? Were you born this way as well?
No, I had to practice.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent.
You know, I hatched out the egg with a 4 club, but it turns out it was the wrong card.
Oh, well, there you go.
It was a start, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'm really hoping that I will be able to see you at one of your shows. I'm going to try to get some of my friends together. And
you're going to bring your duck?
No, I don't know if Rick will allow me to bring the duck.
Just snuggle him in. Just tell him he's a hat.
Well, I can put him on my head. Well, so, do you think that he and Mr. Piffles would get along?
I think it would start a beautiful thing. Where, you know, we'd work on a double act.
Okay.
Like, you know, just let me know what your duck can specialize in. Maybe a tightrope walking duck. What do you think?
You know what? If anyone could figure out what skills my duck Frozen is good at, I think it
tap
would be
dancing.
You, Piff.
Tap dancing.
Yeah, that would probably work. He's got the feet for it.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. That would be a nice bit.
Absolutely. And I want to remind our listeners again, you can check out Piff the Magic Dragon Wednesday, December 16th through Sunday, December 20th at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, 5250 East High Street. Visit az.houseofcomedy.net.
And for 1 week only, the show will be opened by a tap dancing duck.
Excellent. How exciting.
I love it. Wait, that means you only have till Wednesday to get Frozen trained.
I know. Well, you can't train him. I've got to get the skills out of him.
Guys, don't let me down here.
I'll try not to. I promise. You know,
I'm putting it all over the website. What's his name?
Frozen.
The duck's called Frozen.
Yes.
Frozen the duck.
Frozen the duck. So Frozen the duck opening for Mr. Piffles and Piff.
Frozen the tap dancing duck.
Excellent.
I'm going to open the Piff the Magic Dragon and Mr. Bill. Was that like it?
Yeah, me too.
And we've got here on our hands, guys.
And one of the, what Tricia was saying earlier is, you know, one of our favorite guests of all time here now, you know, two of them are from America's Got Talent. Taylor Williamson has been on the show twice.
And he came in second, too.
Yeah.
And we've had Terry Fader.
Yeah. Well, he won it. Yeah, Terry Fader won it. But I'm just saying a lot to get. How was it? How was that process getting on the show?
It was great. I didn't know what it would be like at the beginning, but they looked after Mr. Pibbles and I very well. They let me and Mr. Pibbles do whatever we wanted, and they let me eat as many snacks as I could possibly get in my face.
So when you're on tour, do you have a caterer?
Oh, yeah. We got craft services.
Well, we know you like your sandwiches. What would you say is Piff the Magic Dragon's favorite snack food of all time?
Probably roast duck.
Oh, no. No, we can't do that.
Well, it's a good thing frozen is frozen and not roasted.
Yeah, right.
But we can thawed duck then. Right?
No, Mr. Pibbles and I are basically all about the donuts.
The donuts. Excellent.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, you know, and if Frozen is partial to a few donuts too, we can certainly put them on his rider. Let's discuss fees for Frozen. How much is he going to cost tonight?
Well, you know, because Joseph is such a fan,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might even be gratis for the first night.
Yeah, yeah.
I can afford that.
You can afford that? Okay. Well, you know, I'll bring you a sandwich, but it won't be duck.
But it might cost you a donut.
All right, fair enough.
Because Joseph likes the donuts,
And if Craft Services...
But you can make web feet.
Oh, what?
No, web feet.
If Craft Services could at least prepare some corn for Frozen, what does Mr. Piffles like to chow on? You said donuts, but does he also partake in the donuts, or does he enjoy something
else? No, he's not allowed donuts. He sort of lives on doggy kibble and despair.
Despair, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It keeps you going. A little side serving of despair will take you a long way in show business.
That's true.
That is true. That is true. So, you know, aside from the tour, remind us, if someone's in Vegas, where can they see you again?
Monday through Wednesday at the Flamingo, 8 p.m. But you know what? Over the holidays, we're doing a special Christmas show called Piffmas Piffspectacular.
Oh.
And that's on from the 21st to the 30th. 10 shows in a row at 8 p.m. at the Flamingo.
So the Flamingo. Now, I believe Donnie and Marie play there, too. Have you met them?
They do. They have yet to invite us around for dinner.
Oh,
they didn't invite you yet?
Not yet.
Olivia Newton-John, I think, played there, too, didn't she?
She does, too, also. Yeah, to invite us around for dinner.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll invite you to dinner.
Yeah, we love to go to Vegas. So
you guys should check out.
Well, we're going to try to catch you. We're going to try to catch your show here in Phoenix. But you know, hey, the Christmas Spectacular sounds pretty cool in Vegas too.
Yeah, and it's a different show. So
it is.
We're doing a different show.
Now I'm curious.
The thing is, Christopher and I, we toured in the UK for like 5 or 6 years, so we got a lot of magic tricks up our sleeve.
Yeah. Very good.
Now I'm curious, of course, Piff the Magic Dragon walking around, you know, whatever city it is, of course that people are going to, you know, see you and immediately
recognize you.
But especially now, I mean, a magic dragon walking on the street, who's not going to see that? But now that you've been on America's Got Talent and you're doing these tours and you've got your own show, what is it like when people come up to you and say, hey, you're that dragon?
Yeah, this is what happens. They say, hey, you're that dragon. Where's Mr. Piffles?
Yeah, see?
And then they were like, oh, look at Mr. Piffles. He's so cute. Basically, Mr. Piffles is the one who gets all the action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
well,
I get that,
you know,
too.
That's, yeah. But you know what? He's a chihuahua, but you're a dragon.
Magic dragon.
Magic dragon.
Magic dragon.
We gotta clarify.
But I'm just saying, you're a magic. That's pretty unique and pretty cool. It can't,
right.
Maybe it's just too intimidating. And that's why they go for the little chihuahua for Mr. Piffles.
Well, I think Mr. Piffles also has a cuteness factor.
Yeah. You know, I get that too when I'm out with Frozen, because Frozen goes out in his stroller. Do you ever put Mr. Piffles in a stroller, by the way?
No, he has legs.
Oh, okay.
Does Frozen not have legs?
Frozen has legs, yeah. He's not crippled. He's lazy.
He's lazy,
Mr. Piffles isn't lazy at all?
No, Mr. Piffles loves to walk. Oh. So wait, you've got a duck in a diaper in a stroller now.
Yeah, and so he gets the cuteness factor, and then I walk up to ladies and I say, hey, here's my pet duck in the stroller wearing a diaper. And they say, oh, that's cute, and then they walk away real fast.
By the way, it's disability, not crippled.
Oh, sorry. All right. Well,
I once got yelled at for that.
Oh, okay.
Really? Wow.
Well, Piff the Magic Dragon, you know.
By a duck. A duck yelled at you.
No,
it wasn't a duck.
Not a duck. A duck yelled at you? Nope, it wasn't a duck. I always get yelled at by ducks and everything. Does Mr. Piffles ever yell at you?
No, he can't talk. He's a dog.
Oh.
He's not magic like the magic dragon.
What does your stroller look like if you pimped it out?
It's like a regular baby stroller.
You haven't got any like Frozen the Duck logos on it?
No, well, because I'm not like famous like you and Mr. Piffles yet, at least.
But if he's that lazy, how's he gonna do tap dancing?
I don't.
That,
you know,
he'll have to
have
start.
To work on
he's
this.
Gonna have to start. He's gonna have to start walking to build up his leg muscles.
I know, that's true.
Or at the very least, you just cut a hole in the bottom of the stroller, and you can like Pirate Flintstone style.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Those little legs going.
Yeah, kind of like, yeah, Flintstones.
I love it. I love it. Love that visual.
Piff the Magic Dragon. You're just so much fun. I can't wait to see you next week. I hope that you'll invite me backstage. I'd love to get your autograph and just shake your hand and
Everyone who comes to the show, literally everyone, after the show we do a meet and greet for everyone.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
So you would definitely do that, but please feel free to come backstage before the show or something and introduce Frozen to everyone.
Oh, I will. I can't wait to tell Frozen we've got our first gig. Piff the Magic Dragon, again, Wednesday, December 16th through Sunday, December 20th at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, 5250 East High Street. That's over by Desert Ridge. Visit az.houseofcomedy.net. Piff, where can everyone find your information?
PiffTheMagicDragon.com, but apparently my website crashed today.
Oh, no. Oh, see? Well, yeah. Now it's
all the demand. All the demand.
Look, tomorrow. It'll be fine. It'll be back up tomorrow.
All right. Everyone check out PiffTheMagicDragon.com.
Oh, no. You know what they can do? You know what they can do? They go to Facebook, PiffTheMagicDragon, or Twitter, @ThePiff, or Instagram, PiffTheMagicDragon.
Easy enough. Well, Piff the Magic Dragon, thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
See you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
So great guy. Great, very talented.
Now, sing the theme song, Piff the Magic
Piff
Dragon.
Piff the Magic Dragon lives by the sea.
Is that, is that his theme song?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
What is it? All right. Well, the song, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's second annual Santarky show. Let's do it all again next year for our third annual Santarky show. But remember, tonight, Santarky.
Santarky.
Old Town Scottsdale.
Old Town.
The song, we want to make sure that everyone's going to be really safe, okay? So do not drink and drive. I cannot stress
police
this enough.
Police, stop my car.
Otherwise, the police will be stopping your car.
Police, stop my
and
car.
And the police will lock you up.
No, this is Sheriff Joe they're talking about stop. Coming to get walk the... straight the line
and this, away, yeah, that too. Up. But this one, ooh. This version is police, stop my car.
Police, stop
they
my
make
car.
You blow a yeah. balloon up. And walk a straight line, and I blew a 3.1.
Oh.
You don't want to blow a 3.1 because you want to be here, not in jail and not dead
you
for Breakthrough Entertainment. You
want to
be here and not dead or not in jail for Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas special next Saturday on KPHX.
What do you mean you don't want to blow a 3.01?
3.1 for your blood for your breath alcoholizer.
That's pretty hammered.
Breathalyzer,
no
yeah,
open bottles in your car.
Drive
designated
hammered,
driver.
You're going to get nailed.
Like peas and guac.
I saw that. Yeah. That's so
I
weird.
Don't know where. All right, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Whee!
Everyone have a great
police
night.
Police rode it black. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their heart.